My name is Rabbi Say lessons from the late Parshas by Yigash. At the conclusion of Zeis Chanukah, I wanted to get an idea, be able to send it to Mirtz Hashem. Some people will listen to it before Shabbos Kodesh on Vayigash. The connection, the spiritual connection, the physical connection between Hashem and Rabbeinu Sholom. In this week's Parsha, we have one of the most amazing reunions in the history of mankind. A 22-year in the making, Yosef HaTzadik finally sees his father's father wanes for his son all these years. And what happens, the Pasuk tells us, Vayipol HaTzavarav, that Yosef falls on his father's shoulders, Vayivayich, and he cries, Al-Tzavar Ro-Od. Says Rashi, why doesn't it say that Yaakov did the same thing? No, aval Yosef lo nafal al tzavarei Yosef. He didn't fall. Why? V'lo nishakon, he didn't kiss him. The Amun Rabbi saying we learn from here, shahaya kore kriya shema, that he was in the middle of reading kriya shema, and that was the reason why he was unable to, if you will, cry out. We have to understand what this means, what this level is. And if we look only a few psukim earlier, this same crying on the shoulders, and I think the key here is the shoulder, is mentioned again. Or for the first time, I should say. Mem hei yudalid. Yosef revealing himself to Binyamin. Vayipol al tzavaro Binyamin. Achiv, vayivech, Binyamin bacha. This time his brother also cries. Al tzavarav. Says Rashi over there, Vayipol al tzavaro Binyamin. Achiv, vayivech. Al shtei miktoshe she'asim liyos. Vechakush al Binyamin. Visofo yirichareif. What was this crying? It was a double crying for the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi. Vayipol tzavar vayivech al shtei mikdashem she'asim liyos b'chelik shel Binyamin. Salvi charev, Binyamin realized he would lose the Beis HaMikdash. So he cried out twice. Of course we have to understand, what does this mean? What does this have to do, this shoulder? What's the connection over here? Says the great Rav Shlomo Levenstein, great Baal Masbir, the great orator on the Parsha, his beautiful Svarim, Umatoka Or, amongst many others on the Parsha and the Moadim, are just so amazing, so amazing. Shlomo Levenstein says so beautifully the following. He says, the Pasuk of Shir HaShirim tell us that, then the Pasuk says in Dalad Dalad, Kimigdal David, Tzavarecha Banoi L'Talpiot. So the Medrash in Shir HaShirim says that the Tzavar, the shoulder, is Rumaz, is hinted at the Beis HaMikdash. So what does this mean? So it says Saverei. So it means twice, and therefore the story made by Biktoshot. What does this mean? So Levenstein quotes the Sefer Birchos Shimon. Baruch Shimon Schneerson says so beautifully the following. What is the shoulder? The shoulder is the connection between the head, of course, and the rest of the body. But he says it's more than that. It's the chelik ha-chomri shel Adam, the guf, and the chelik ha-ruchani shel Adam. The physical, again, and the spiritual, he pointed out a few weeks ago, Yaakov Avinu's fight. It was Yaakov himself who had this fight with the sorrel shel Esav. He gets hit dafka in the area that connects the top half and the bottom half of a body, in this case a different, the physical, the spiritual, we've pointed out, why people wear a gartel, to distinguish those things when davening. This is another chelek, that tzavar connects our minds, our rosh, to the rest of the body. Says the Bircha Shimon, what does this mean? He said, because the Rosh was the Ruchani part, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kesher, the connection of the Shekhinah, the Shekhinah Sa'aretz and the Shekhinah Sa'shamayim. Bein Am Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the conduit that connected Yushalayim Shamal and Shalom Shalmata. It's interesting because when we daven every day, three times a day, we talk about Vi Yushalayim Yircha Barachim Toshuv. What is this Vi? What is the connection? Vi Yushalayim Yircha is Yushalayim Shamal and Yushalayim Shalmata. It's a connection between that Yushalayim, the conduit, the Shechina Shoira in this place, in this Makom. And without that, kaviyachol, but this Shechina is diminished. Diminished not chas v'shalom on the side of the Rabbanu Shalom, but we can't feel it the same way. The tzavar connects those two points. The shoulder connects that. Yosef HaTzadik understood this. And when he meets Binyamin, where the Beis HaMikdash would be one day, in his chelek, he cried, Tzavarei, of the Avdon, that one day we would lose this kesher, the special kesher amyuchad that Am Yisrael had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Beis HaMikdash, Rishon Ve'Hasheni. And therefore, now we can understand why Yaakov reacts in the way that he does. No crying, no hugging, no falling the same way that his son did. Says the Bircha Shimon, Yaakov loves his son, Bein Zikunim, here we explain what that meant in previous Shurim. His Ava was an Ava Gedoyla, 22 years, he's Mitzapeh, he's longing for his son. He's mechaka b'chol yom shiyavo, yavi rega, that he should walk in the door. V'yivkashim b'no b'ha'uv. And now it comes, the final time, here it is, the moment that Yaakov is going to see his son after all these years. What does he do? Rashi tells us. Lono fell at Zavarov. No, he doesn't fall on the shoulders. Doesn't kiss him. He's Kora Kriyashma. What does Kriyashma represent? It's Ahava Tzuma Tehut Rebono Shalom. Yaakov Mana et Atzmo. The Mesirot of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He felt the strong connection to the Ribbono Shalom again. That's true love. Because we understood that Yaakov was on such a high level. Yaakov haya b'madrei kol kach gvoah. He was on the bechina of a tzavar. He was the head. And he was able to be mechaber Shemayim Varetz. And it was that moment when he's mechaber it's so much, connected it so much, he was able to mechabel Omer Shemayim in a way he wasn't able to for 22 years. Yosef wasn't on this level. And therefore, his father was reading Kriya Shema. He cried. Because he understood what was going on. He understood this connection. Such a powerful idea. of a concept of being able to reach a connection to Hashem that is so unique, Shamayim v'aretz. But I think this level is so difficult, but I think there's another level that we can reach. And that's an original idea that we said of the chibur, of the connection between what? Between the physical and the spiritual. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Tzal points out so beautifully, as he writes one of his sefarim, is called Logic of the Mind and Logic of the Heart, and he explains what that means. He says to take a real poisek, a real rav, he can't paskin halacha just what it's written in the sefer. Being paskin halacha is understanding both what the mind says, but what the heart believes. The uniqueness of the Jew is supposed to be Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. To have Rachmanis. It's actually so interesting because it's the brothers in last week's parsha who used the term Aval Hashem Yavanachnu. The Unkla says B'kushta was not done righteously. Now they recognize that they should have had Rachmanis on their brother, even if there was a mach based in it and they was chayef nisa. No. Rachmanis they had to have. See, the connection between what the mind tells us has to connect with the heart. That maybe is the connection with Shamayim Va'aretz. Does our minds connect with our hearts? That's this Yushalayim Shalmatzu, Yushalayim Shalmala. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, had a famous hesped where he spoke about the famous Rav Chaim Ozer Densky, and he compares the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore, but the Ketzos HaChoshen he had, because there was the same combination as we spoke out from Rav Aaron, the same idea. This logic of the mind, logic of the heart. The Kohen Gadol had to have both to understand. I had the schus many times of being able to ask shilos to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And he would develop the answer, not just because this is what it said in the Mishnah Berurah. This is what the Chai Odom said. What's the situation? Explain to me this situation. Sometimes you would say, this is the situation, this is my passing for you for this time. If it happens again, you have to come to me. Don't tell anybody else, it's not for them, it's for you. It's for your specific situation. That is connecting the mind with the heart. Sometimes our minds tell us to do something. The heart's like, wait a minute. No. It's not the right thing. But it's logical. Not the right thing. We should have Rachmanis in this case. It's not the right thing. That's what we have to look at. It's very, very important. So important. And this, as we end Hanukkah, everybody listening to this will be after Hanukkah. That's the distinguishing factor. I'm sure it was not well thought out, well intentioned, if you will. But there was a game on Hanukkah just a few days ago between the Yevanim and the Maccabees. Modern day times. If I'm not mistaken, the team in Tel Aviv played in Greece, the Greek team. Doesn't matter who won. I could speak to my son about the details. How interesting is that? Again, I'm sure it was done quite on purpose. Maccabi Tel Aviv is what the team is called. But what's the difference? Because before they came to the game, they lit Hanukkah candles, didn't matter what they looked like and who they were, but yet everybody said the Baruch Hanami. And in my travels in this amazing week in Eretz Yisrael, there's a tremendous connection between the mind and the heart, saying, look at these amazing Jews. Whether I was in the center of a inspiring lighting by the amazing tzaddikim of Chabad on the middle of a ice rink in the ice mall in Eilat, where hundreds of people are watching and saying Amen and singing Ma'utzor. Because the people who put this together said, you're right. Maybe there's halachic shailas. Can you do it? Is there Pesukim? Is that the only din? It's not din b'bayis. But those that said that it was okay understood the connection of the heart. Shamayim va'aretz. This is what the Ribbono Shalom wants. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's famous idea behind every mitzvah, there's svei dinim, there's two ideas. There's the prite dinim of this halacha. How did it start? But this is Ratzon Hashem. Is this what Hashem wants of me? But the din says, Rabbi, does the heart say this is the way you should do it? The same way a rabbi can paskin for you one way, he can paskin and say, you can't do this. It's usher for you to do this. The famous idea, they say by Rav Chaim, they say, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, how was it that they know that he would go around and he would feed people on Yom Kippur? Maybe people wanted to eat this. Oh, if Rav Chaim's giving me food, what am I going to do? How can I not? He says, why are you so makel? He says, makel? A machmir by the kuach nefesh. Logic of the mind, logic of the heart, the connection. Chanukah is that. The connection that we have is that we think both with our minds and our hearts. B'zoicha, to take this idea for the fullest, mitzvah Hashem, combining our hearts and our mind and reach a level of the great Yaakov Avinu, of connecting the ruchnius, of the true connection with Hashem, and when great things happen, recognizing to be makabel ol mechut shamayim at that time, because all comes from Hashem.